from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, Bijan Robinson, for me, is the best offensive player, but because the offensive line is so hard to break down, but I will say this, I think that Nate, you know, Landman did a hell of a job.
He did.
I thought that at times, you know, it was hard. Caden Ellis, I'm not saying disappointment. I just thought there'd be more there. I remember you and I, we handicapped him to be our sack leader last year.
Yeah.
Calais Campbell's gone, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Bud Dupree were probably our two of our better defensive players. But Jesse Bates probably won you 3 or 4 games, right?
Hands down.
Right.
And here's the thing. This is what we're talking about. This is Dukes and Bell. CBS says, listen, Lindstrom should have been a first-team all-pro guy last year. I don't debate that. And again, most of you don't watch Lindstrom play in and play out. We don't necessarily know every play what his responsibilities are. But when you talk to coaches and guys that face him around the league, they're like, this dude can play. And he's a difference maker.
He's a guy we always knew. But you know what? Maybe we take it for granted because as a top 14th pick from Boston College, you just knew he was going to plug in, Carl, and be a decade at least, right? Stud.
He's arguably the best run-blocking guard in football, okay? Which is another reason why the run game has been so successful. Listen, every team has guys they run the ball behind, all right? And, you know, for the 49ers, as much as we talk about Christian McCaffrey, he's got Trent Williams as his left tackle.
Best offensive, one of the top 10 players in
the league.
Right.
I'm running the ball behind him. So when we talk about Lindstrom, I'm not taking anything away from him and what he did. 16 games for the Falcons, he allowed 3 sacks last year. 11 pressures, and he blocked 578 times pass-blocking snaps. That's an incredible number to give up just 3 sacks. So he is really good. But if you were to tell me, and again, Mike, I think we get caught up in position players and, you know, guys that score touchdowns, who's the best player? I'm kind of with you on this. I think Jesse Bates last year, hands down, was probably our best player.
Right. Now, this year, I'd love to be able to come back here at this time next summer. Hopefully we go deep in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we say that Drake London or Kyle Pitts was our best player, and they validate those picks. This is something you and I were talking about, you know, yesterday with our buddy from Philly. We're talking to everybody who's on our schedule today. It was Pittsburgh. That's going to be a real physical challenge in week one. But we're going to run the football. Bijan, you know, we never mentioned Tyler Allgeier. Tyler Allgeier, I think, still has a role to play in Zach Robinson's offense.
I do, too.
And I'm not saying that, you know, it's going to – look, Bijan is the more dynamic, and he can break tackles. He had more guys, you know, faked out of their jock strap than we haven't seen since Allen Iverson, right? but I still think that Allgeier's got a role to play in this offense.
Tyler Allgeier is still one of the best short yardage backs. Or obviously, he doesn't have the breakaway speed that you know, Bijan has. But, Mike – when you need tough yards or you need, you know, I feel like just to get a first down or move the football, I'm still handing the ball to Tyler Allgeier. There's not only a role for him. I think there's enough carries for him in this backfield with the way you're going to use Bijan, especially in a Zach Robinson offense. that he's going to get adequate touches, man. I'm not worried about the volume of touches. He's still going to get plenty of carries. And I think that's part of looking at how this backfield is going to operate. And it helps take pressure off of Bijan. Listen, nobody's asking him to carry the ball or have 35 touches a game. But if you're telling me that we don't at least attempt 18 to 20 touches in a game for Bijan Robinson,
right,
something's wrong. And I'm not just talking about handing the ball off to him, guys, whether that's a quick screen,
right,
quick hitter, however it is. You got to get this. He's dynamic.
All I would say to Zach Robinson is, do you see that touchdown against New Orleans? That's the kind of stuff that, you know, Dalvin Cook did, Thurman Thomas did, Roger Craig did. You know, we talk about the wheel route. I mean, whatever you want to call it, the running back releasing out of the backfield. I mean, you got a guy who's a tremendous pass catcher. Yep. And I think I say it every time we get into Bijan Mustardson talk about what this guy is going to be. But, yeah, man. And then getting back to Pitts. Look, whatever Darnell Mooney – I said Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
Thank you. Whatever Darnell Mooney does as a burner is great, you know, and Ray and everybody else. But let's not make it overcomplicated, Zach. Let's have our own Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, and they're supposed to be.
Yes.
I would like to think. Now,
Drake and Pitts?
Still waiting to see how Pitts, but are they going to ask Pitts to block?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.